don't say who in the hell at this again. For God's sake. And I was telling them, I don't say a damn word about Philly. So with the pitchers in there. Sox lose to the Yankees 6-1, then win 4-3. I won the 4-3 game. Well, yeah. Chicago Ralph Marbury with 3-8. 18,000 see the opener to Mystic Park. Detroit.
Indians.
6-5, 11 innings. One more. Summer Water Boy makes good and mound on Yankee plant.
At bat once, run one.
3, 6, 9, 11 innings.
0, 0, whatever.
Seven,
what's A?
The hard way. Won the game the hard way. 6-5. 11 innings.
Look at it.
Oh no!
I gotta let the cat out.
Yeah. No, I guess yeah. The question I had was, do you remember who watched you? Who scouted you? Was there somebody that did it, or maybe your manager just recommended you to the
right?
Yeah. Was it how it went?
That's what it was.
Somebody called him up and said, "Boy, he pitched a good game against us."
Those days it was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty amazing, you know, that,
right.
You know, you could pitch against, you know, because nowadays there's no the traveling, you know, ball teams that go around and play the home team boys anymore. It's,
right.
You know, you have to work your way up through them.
Accident? Huh?
Oh, is Booth outside?
Yep, he's outside on him, Munch. He's been out there for a long time.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing to me. I'm too young to
right.
to realize how that used to work in the old days, where you'd pitch good against somebody and then you know make a career on it. Gosh,
mm-hmm.
that's just great. I'm not even sure what.
No, I had a chance to go to the Sox.
Mm-hmm.
I had a chance to go to Waterloo first, out of high school, then down to Dallas, and from there to the Sox.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kept right on going.
Yeah. And that was you. That started out in 31.
Mm-hmm.
And the 32, you were with the
White Sox.
With the
Waterloo.
Yeah, Waterloo.
And then went to
right.
went to do. To Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
The Texas League was a good ball club. It was a good mm-hmm. league.
Mm-hmm.
At the time it was Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Dallas, Fort Worth, Beaumont,
mm-hmm.
Houston, and Galveston.
Mm-hmm.
They all had real good ball clubs. They're all sponsored by Major League teams.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good.
Mm-hmm. Then did you kind of split time with you would pitch with the Sox for a while and then maybe you know that did they do that a lot? Did they ship your players out?
No, you stayed right there.
You stayed once you made the team.
Year,
you
yep,
were there.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. See, that was my question. Now, nowadays they gave
split
you a moving
back and forth.
You got moving all over the damn
place. Table this, and you're going here, and going back here. I can't understand that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Nope.
They got so many moves they can make. You can only
that's
do
right.
it one or two times, and then you're
that's right.
eligible for something else. Yeah. Yeah. But once
you
made
days, you were there, and that's
that
it.
Was the roster, and that was
right.
You stayed there.
They wouldn't bring you until they won.
Yeah. And were you
no,
used pretty much as a starter for your career,
I
or
relieved,
did they?
I relieved a lot.
After a while, you relieved.
Oh yeah,
okay.
A lot of games.
When did you hurt your arm? I guess that was the other question.
In 37.
Yeah. Was it something you did during a game? Or was it
something popped?
Yeah.
In a ball game.
Yeah. Something you just didn't notice at the time.
I had arthritis.
Yeah.
In 36. And something popped in 37, mm-hmm. that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Their arm wasn't as strong as it was before.
Yeah, yeah. And you just couldn't get by.
There.
Yeah, you just couldn't get by on the
right.
on the other stuff. Now, Muddy Rule, you were talking about him earlier. Was he before you hurt your arm or after you hurt your arm, or, you know, to kind of help you?
Before.
Yeah, before.
Before.
Yeah. Was he a coach or where was he?
Coach and the catch.
He was coaching and catching.
Both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And back then you could do that. You could keep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You could keep people kind of.
Right.
There was no strict rule where you couldn't.
You only had around 20 players.
Yeah, that's right.
You were
there, that was it.
Right.
Do you think that's what, do you think pitcher, like Bonnie was saying, do you think pitching so much, hurt your arm? Or do you think it was just something that would have happened probably anyway?
Just what happened,
yeah,
I
just
think.
What happened.
You don't think.
In those days, listen, in those days, when you went to St. Louis, you would lose at least 10 pounds of
a day. Oh, yeah.
Oh, because it's hot.
More than that.
Yeah, now that was sportsman's
so
part, right?
Human.
That was, yeah.
And when he got arthritis, they couldn't find one thing that would cause it. It was acute. Arthritis.
Yeah.
It just came on all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. It started in his knees, and then it went to his hips.
Oh, really?
Arms,
shoulders, elbows, wrists.
Yeah.
He couldn't even shave himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had to shave him.
Couldn't even wipe myself.
And, no.
Yeah.
But
I'll tell it all.
In those days, I think back now. When you went to St. Louis and pitched a ball game, you were in there for 9 innings.
Right.
It was just,
yeah.
And now, they take you out in 4 or 5.
Right.
Yeah,
now,
and you were
in tour.
Yeah. And you were what, 20, what, when?
21.
21, when your elbow went?
Right.
Yeah.
No, it was
25 when I got through playing ball.
Yeah.
It was in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in
just a young whippersnapper.
34, 35. We were traded to St. Louis in 36.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in 37. Was it when you got arthritis, or was it in
36?
36.
Right.
No, because...
Right, 36 it was, honey, but I'm sorry.
You came home for the All-Star
game. In 36.
You came home for the All-Star game,
mm-hmm.
and you and Dad went out fishing.
36.
And you stood in the water.
Right.
And with hip boots on, and...
Mm-hmm.
And then he had to go back to St. Louis, and I was going to stay home. And you called me. I took you to Keokuk to catch the train.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Burlington or someplace mm-hmm. down there. Anyway, to catch the train, and you called me from St. Louis. You couldn't get, they couldn't even, he couldn't even get off the train.
Mm, yeah.
They had to help him get out of the coach.
Right.
And then after that, was the All-Star break. It was mm-hmm. in July.
36.
And then they sent you home on sick leave in September.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was just,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. he just couldn't do anything. He lost from 185 pounds, he went down to 135.
Goodness.
Just
Isn't that
nothing
something?
But how, skin yeah. and bones, yeah.
How that
and,
can.
Well, they gave him
everything.
All kinds of therapy and, I don't know what all. But anyway, and then they sent him home and.
The club.
Uh-huh.
Club did
right.
this, yeah.
Uh-huh.
yeah.
Uh-huh. And during the winter then, he played. I can remember he was on cod liver oil. Every time he'd have to take his cod liver oil, and then he'd come over and kiss me.
That'd be a knife.
Yeah.
But that year in
well,
St. Louis.
Yeah, I guess.
No, that was the second year that you were in St. Louis. And that happened. It was the second. Because we moved out to that little house out there
right.
South, because it was
Van Meter.
Van Vitter.
Van
Vitter.
Because in those days we didn't have air conditioning either,
sure.
you know.
Oh yeah, well, yeah.
And it was so doggone.
God, you know something else.
We're dying.
We would leave
yeah.
Boston. At 5 o'clock in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
ride all night long, all the next day till 11 o'clock at night to get into St. Louis
yeah.
by train,
yeah.
and then play the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
No air.
And they were all day games.
No air conditioning.
Yeah.
Windows wide open. Yeah. The cold dust